Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a reminder for CRP and DCP producers about the CRP and 2012 DCP payments. CRP and DCP payments for 2012 program participants were issued beginning October 1st, 2012. Those payments are deposited directly into participating producers' personal bank accounts. If you have any unearned payments for 2012, Commodity Credit Corporation will automatically subtract those amounts from the October Direct and Countercyclical or Conservation Reserve Program payments. Producers should also be receiving statement sheets from USDA in the mail. Remember to check your account deposits. Sometimes statement sheets do not all arrive at the same time. If your payments have not yet been deposited, stop by the local FSA office to see if all of your required eligibility forms have been completed. Because all Farm Service Agency payments are made using direct deposit, if you have made any changes in your financial institutions, please contact the FSA County office so we can update our files to continue uninterrupted service. Also, please make certain we have your most up-to-date contact information, including phone numbers, address, or email, to ensure we are able to timely communicate with you on our programs. Next, SURE sign-up. Sign-up for the 2011 Supplemental Reserve Revenue Assistance Program, or SURE, begins October 22, 2012. SURE provides benefits for the 2008 to 2011 crop year farm revenue loss due to natural disasters. A farm enrolled in SURE may be eligible for benefits in either of one of two situations. First one is the farm is located in a county or contiguous to a county with a secretarial disaster declaration and has incurred a crop production or quality losses, or both. For 2012, with the exception of Carroll, Greene, Audubon, Guthrie, and Adair counties, the rest of basically the south half of the state of Iowa has been either designated as a disaster county or a contiguous county. The second situation applies to any farm which, for the crop year, the actual production on the farm, because of disaster-related conditions, is less than 50% of the normal production on the farm. Producers need to apply in their designated recording or control county FSA office, which is usually the county in which you live. Contact your local FSA office if you have questions or to file an application. And now a brief reminder about 2012 crop year marketing assistance loans. With the abnormally high grain marketing prices, many producers may have forgotten about FSA's 9-month marketing assistance loans. The October 2012 interest rate for commodity loans is 1.125%, and Cass County's 2012 loan rates are $1.84 per bushel for corn and $4.91 for soybeans. Loan rates in other counties across the listening area are comparable. Call or stop by your local USDA Service Center to inquire about the loan rates in your particular county. Eligible producers may request a marketing assistance loan for the 2012 crops through May 31, 2013. In order to be eligible for marketing assistance loans, the applicant must maintain control of and beneficial interest in the commodity through the term of the loan. Producers who take out marketing assistance loans and use the farm-stored grain as collateral are reminded that they are responsible for maintaining the quality of the grain through the term of the loan. Be certain to maintain adequate airflow in your bins to lessen any chance of spoilage of the farm-stored grain held under loan. Next, some notes about reconstitutions. For FSA program purposes, tracts having the same owner and operator are grouped together under one farm serial number. When changes in ownership or operation take place, a farm reconstitution is necessary. The reconstitution, or recon, is the process of combining or dividing farms or tracts based on the farming operation. Reconstitutions for 2013 can be requested any time between now and August 1 of 2013 for farms enrolled in specific programs. If all or part of the farm is sold or ownership is transferred, new owners are reminded that a copy of their property deed must be brought into the county FSA office before a reconstitution can be completed. For other questions on reconstitutions or to find out if a reconstitution is needed for your farming operation, contact your local FSA office. And finally, some notes about the fall certification of all grasses for 2013. The Farm Service Agency has recently made changes to the way crops are certified in the state of Iowa. In previous years, producers reported and certified all acres on their land to the local FSA office by June 30 of each year. Beginning this year with crop year 2013, perennial forage, established grasses, and fall-seeded small grains will need to be reported by December 15, 2012 for the following year. This includes any grass for grazing, established hay and pasture, all headlands, rye, fall wheat, and any grass certified as left standing. Annual CRP certification may also be reported at that same time as well. There have also been changes for corn and soybean reporting dates for 2013 as well. Those new reporting deadlines are July 15, 2013. This new date better aligns it with RMA and with crop insurance dates. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.